That was a fascinating thought to look at re-randomization, and it really gets into the concept of breast cancer as a chronic disease or long-term treatment strategy.
Yeah, that's almost become a cliche, and I don't think that's the right way of looking at it, because I've always been interested in the natural history of breast cancer, and it's a very difficult concept to grapple with. And you have to go back into the history books to see what really happens to women who have no treatment at all. But just like you can see the echo of the Big Bang theory of the universe by measuring things coming in from outer space, I think we can now see the echo of the natural history of breast cancer. And I think that's that second long, flat peak. So I guess, extrapolating from the hazard rate plots, in the absence of surgery, there would be this long, extended risk of relapse, peaking at 5 years and flattening out maybe at 25 years. So rather a rational approach to me wouldn't be just looking at it as a chronic disease we should treat forever, but recognizing when the patients are vulnerable, anticipating their vulnerability and putting in treatments before then. Now, at the moment, we don't have any good tumor markers. But I think once we have good tumor markers to complement what we know about the biphasic hazard curves, then we could plan more rational treatments.
It's interesting, if you think about prostate cancer in general, nowadays, at least in the United States, systemic therapy, prostate cancer, androgen deprivation is utilized at PSA relapse.
Yes.
And there's this whole arena of subclinical management that goes on, intermittent androgen deprivation, for example.
Yes.
And I could see the same thing in any tumor, but particularly breast cancer, if we had a marker.
That's a perfect analogy. But we don't have a marker. I know some people do measure things at follow-up in a well patient. I don't. I don't do tumor markers because we don't have a good one.
Any speculations about why you see this long delay, the 5-year delay before you start seeing recurrences?
In the absence of surgery, you mean?
Right.
I mean, you do see some, a few, and it's because I believe that patients coexist with their metastases, that they're in a state of dynamic equilibrium. I think in the same way a woman will live with her in situ cancer or her tubular cancer, she could live with it for the rest of her life and it never troubles her. And it's just a stochastic accumulation of events leads to the outgrowth of the primary. And I think the same is true for the outgrowth of the secondary. They're in a state of dynamic equilibrium, and who knows what triggers them. But like any other of nature's phenomena, there is a distribution curve with a peak at 5 years.